And dear faithful, before Traore comes to an end, you will have the opportunity to approach the communion rail and venerate the relic of the true cross. That is, you will press to your lips the golden case which contains a fragment of the cross on which Christ died. On that first Good Friday, this tiny piece of wood was saturated with the precious blood of Jesus, shed for love of us. For many years now, this has been one of the Traore traditions, this veneration of the relic of the true cross. But to understand what a spectacular privilege this is, as you approach the communion rail in a moment, consider again those words of St. Louis de Montfort. Looking down from heaven, our Lord sees a vile and contemptible piece of wood called a cross. He looks upon this cross, takes delight in it, and chooses it above all that is great in heaven and on earth. He chooses it to be the instrument of his conquests, the delight of his empire, and the friend of his heart. Our Lord chose the cross to be the instrument of our redemption because it stands in contradiction to the world, the flesh, and the devil. Like the perpendicular beams to which his sacred hands and feet were nailed, so are the cross and the world opposed to each other. The spirit of the world is love of pleasure, popularity, and ease. The spirit of the cross is suffering for the sake of the beloved. So very simply, my dear faithful, our Lord chose the cross because he loves us. And in a moment, when you kiss this sacred relic, promise our Lord that although Lent is coming to an end, you will not give up the spirit of the cross which you have learned. Promise to bear in union with him the portion of the cross that he shares with you. Promise to set aside time for daily prayer. Promise to avoid sin, the near occasions of sin, to practice virtue and to love his sacred heart above all else. And with his help, you will do these things. For on his part, our Lord has promised, as Father said, if I be lifted up from earth, I will draw all things to myself. Now he is lifted up. Let him draw your heart to himself.